Well, from the it's not too little, too late department, the NCAA, the National Collegiate
Athletic Association.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
Right, isn't it?
Announces Michigan penalties.
Oh, Connor Stallions. Come on down, Connor.
Sign stealing. Whoa,
you're whoa, going wait. To jail.
Nope. We're talking about the stuff they did before we knew who Connor Stallions was. We're talking about the illegal recruiting stuff that Jim Harbaugh kept saying, I never did a thing. This is from the stuff that took place, oh, what was it, 2 years ago now? It was during the pandemic.
Yes, this is a while ago.
Yeah, because there were several moratoriums on in-person recruiting. And Michigan violated.
Well, wasn't the issue that they lied? Isn't that the problem?
Well, yeah,
Harbaugh
it was.
Lied and about it.
And
you lied.
And then Jim Harbaugh said, I'm not cooperating with any of this.
Bingo. He said, I'm going to go coach the Chargers.
So the violations in the release, the NCAA's Committee on Infraction will fully release a formal decision at a later time, but revealed that five members of the Michigan staff at that time, some who are still current,
mm-hmm.
some are now no longer with the organization, reached an agreement with NCAA enforcement staff on recruiting violations and coaching activities by non-coaching staff members that occurred within the football program. They did not identify the involved individuals, but in the report, they did find that the former football head coach, we all know who that is. It should have read the former beady-eyed, four-eyed goober.
Wait, he's a former beady-eyed, four-eyed goober? Congrats on going to Coogler Vision.
Mm. Well, I mean, they've got all the latest medical technology in Los Angeles now. But anyway, the former football head coach, you know him, you love him, he's Jim Harbaugh,
yeah,
failed to meet his responsibility to cooperate with the investigation.
No way!
Oh, you think?
Wow, interesting.
What happened was people associated with Michigan football program last summer when the investigation was unfolding had indicated that the probe stemmed from Harbaugh having purchased a cheeseburger for a recruit during an unofficial visit amidst the pandemic restrictions. They tried to downplay it by saying, oh, he was just buying the cheeseburger, similar to the, oh, they were just getting Eric Crouch a ham sandwich. The problem, though, wasn't so much the cheeseburger. It was that it was an in-person visit going on during pandemic restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bigger problem. And as famously NCAA vice president said, the Michigan infraction case is related to impermissible on and off campus recruiting during COVID-19 and impermissible coaching activities, not a cheeseburger. So at the end of the day, what is going to happen from all of this?
Nothing.
Michigan gets the mandatory slap on the wrist, a little tippy tap, 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 tap.
It's like
on
a
the
golf.
Wrist.
It's like a golf slap on the wrist. There was the golf clap this weekend at Augusta. This is a golf slap on the wrist. It's not going to do anything.
It'll be 3 years of probation,
fine,
and recruiting restrictions.
Oh no!
And the participating individuals agreed to a 1 year show cause.
But they got a natty, right, John? They didn't take away the natty.
No, they did not take away the national championship. And again, this has nothing to do with Connor Stallions. We're still waiting on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll Matthew's find out in 4 years?
Probably, yeah. When Nick's in his 30s is when we'll find out about Michigan. Matthew writes, I guess cheating does pay off. An amazing
cheating
Daniel
does
asks,
pay.
But when does Frost serve his suspension? Do you remember that question, John?
I do.
That was the post-pandemic version of, but what does this mean for Notre Dame?
Yes.
Everyone during COVID wanted to know, what does this mean for Notre Dame? And then after that, it was, when will Frost serve his suspension?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't miss that question.
Before we get to Michael Bruns, we do need a hype monster of the day. Yes,
what?
We need a hype monster of the day, young Nicholas.
Nebraska is the reigning 20-time offseason national champions. Today, unsportsmanlike conduct recognizes excellence in spring practice with the Hype Monster of the Day.
From today's Nebraska media session, we will hear more of this audio with Matt Rhule a little later on.
Yeah.
But Matt Rhule was asked today about freshman linebacker Vincent Shavers. We congratulate Vincent on his honor. And here is why he is the hype monster of the day.
You know, I hate talking about freshmen, but I mean, I certainly would never use a freshman's nickname, but they call him V9. And, like, he plays football the way you want it played, you know. So I say all that to say, like, I normally wouldn't want to say it, but he's earned the right to have someone talk about him. He flies around. I don't know if he's perfect yet, you know. I mean, he's got a lot of probably work to do football-wise, but he loves to play the game. He's unbelievably grateful. There's no entitlement to him. He works hard. Everything from academics to community service to football, he puts his heart and soul into. He's a blessing to be around the building, and it's the type of kid you want to coach.
What's V9 mean?
I think it's like instead of V8, like an engine, I think.
Nice.
It's a 9-cylinder.
Vroom, vroom.
If you know anything about engines, you know that wouldn't work
too
well.
That's not how that works. It's like expansion.
Guys, they're kids. These are TikTokers. They don't know what to do with cars.
You need an even number.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
This is what we do. We educate as part of this process.
Technology is getting so good that you don't even need an even number of engines anymore.
It's not an even number of engines,
I guess,
Josh.
Engines don't really need cylinders anymore because of electric.
There you go, well, John. This is in relation to being electric. Well, this is saving the environment.
Electric isn't saving anything.
Thank you, Gen Z.
Yeah. Thanks, Gen Z. Real practical solution. But no, Vincent Shavers, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Rhule does not like to talk about freshmen, but he'll talk about this one.
Let's go.
And give him a nickname, V9.
Vincent, don't call me Schaefer Shavers.
Coming up next, a young man who I saw at today's media session wearing his Oakland A's hat.
What? In person?
He is cutting and strutting. The A's no longer are the worst team in baseball. We've already established who the worst is. We will talk with Brunsy next on Sportsmanlike Conduct live from Haymarket Park, where the sun is trying to peek out and it is no longer raining.
It's raining here now.
Baseball, 1620 The Zone. But first, a word for GoodGuysSaveLives.com. John Bishop here to remind you to check that box next time you register for your driving, hunting, or fishing license. And that box is so simple. It's to agree to donate either your organs or your tissue after you are gone. And the best part is it doesn't cost you or your family a thing, and it makes such a life-saving difference. Got a beautiful email last week from a great friend of the Grum who talked about an episode that happened with a young woman who sadly died in a car accident. Her donations, because of her selfless act of just checking that box when she first got her driver's license, changed the lives of up to 52 different people because of tissue donation and life-saving organ donation. And again, it's free of charge. It does not cost your family anything. You're making a life-saving difference, and most traditional funeral practices can still be followed after donation. So please, next time when you go to renew your hunting, driving, or fishing license, check that donor box for organ and tissue donation, or for more information and find out how you can save up to 8 lives, visit goodguyssavelives.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.